New England is once again the setting for a new novel by John Irving. It's called Until I Find You. Alan Chews has a review.
In a certain valuable way, Jack Burns' story is a twice-told tale. It opens in his childhood, when at the age of 4, he's yanked around by his mother, Alice, a Scottish-born tattoo artist who's trained with the best in Europe. She puts their Toronto residence behind them and searches, or so the 4-year-old believes, for his father, William, a gifted church organist and tattoo addict. After spending time in a number of chilly North Sea ports, mainly in hotels and churches and tattoo parlors, mother and son return to North America, where handsome, almost pretty Jack begins his formal education as one of the few boys in a Toronto private school. There he becomes the mascot of some of the older schoolgirls, mainly the smart and sexually provocative Emma Oastler, and fixates on older females as necessary to the well-being of his little guy, his prepubescent penis. It takes long years before Jack begins to have any inkling of what his childhood truly was about, or what his manhood ought to be. Years in which he completes his high school and college education, scores with scores of women, old and young, homely and pretty, and builds a career as a movie actor. This line of work, all built of illusion, fits perfectly with the main problem of his life. "So much of what you think you remember is a lie, the stuff of postcards," Irving writes about this. "The snow untrampled and unspoiled, the Christmas candles in the windows of the houses where the damage to the children is unseen and unheard. A child's memory is not only inaccurate, it's not reliably linear either." After years of confusion, Jack goes into therapy and follows the directive of his doctor, narrating his life story to her in chronological order. As the truth emerges about his mother's real life and his own, we revise his life along with him. I'm sorry if I'm making this sound too somber, because as well as being obsessed with themes of paternity and sonhood, Irving's novel is wonderfully funny and entertaining. Even the book's title, which seems so unambiguous at the start, takes on new meaning. "Until I Find You?" This refers to his father, yes, but finally, quite dramatically, to himself.
The book is Until I Find You by John Irving. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.